You're listening to Rage Quit Radio with your hosts, Mike Brown, Rich Morrow, Dennis Lee, and Nathan Starwars.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 21 of Rage Quit Radio. This is Mike, and at the moment, I am flying solo. We are recording at Planet Comics, our friendly local game store here in Anderson, South Carolina. It is War Machine night. That means it is Wednesday here at Planet, and the entirety of the rest of the crew is playing in a Mangled Metal tournament as we speak. So throughout this episode, I'm sure I will be joined by Rich, who, near as I can tell, no longer plays Kador and only Kador. Nate, who plays Circle and Rhett. Crispy, our intern, who's running his Signar today. And, well, we won't be joined by Dennis, because Dennis is overseas in Hong Kong as we speak. We wish him a very safe journey as he goes to visit his family. In the meantime, I do want to issue a few thanks. You guys have really turned out to listen to the show here as of late and have driven us on Podomatic kind of through the roof and beyond what I ever expected it to be. As of today, we are number 7 on Podomatic's Games and Hobbies list out of several hundreds of podcasts. So thank you for putting us in that company on Podomatic. We greatly appreciate it. And I want to issue my personal thanks to our favorite Alaskan penguin, Chris Brown, and to Brian Cape for taking the mic to StormCon and giving us a whole bunch of stuff from StormCon 2012. And I want to thank everyone that helped out down there, pitched in, and seems to have made StormCon something I am incredibly jealous that I was not at. And also a special thanks to one of our sponsors, Walt Langens from Impotent Mortal, because he jumped in and did a little hosting as well on Rage Quit Radio. So thanks to him, too. So, folks, we've got lots of stuff coming your way and some exciting news that we're going to save for a little bit later on in the episode. But in the meantime, right now, let's get to our Clockwork Arms calendar of events.
This is the Clockwork Arms calendar of events on Rage Quit Radio for July and August 2014. There's Carolina Invitational Qualifiers on the horizon at your local game store on July 12th in Matthews, North Carolina. The Augusta Book Exchange, 50 points, on the 13th, that's Sunday, in Augusta, Georgia. Atomic Empire will host their Carolina Invitational Qualifier on July 19th. And White Widow Games in Myrtle Beach will host their qualifier on July 20th. Cape Fear Games in Wilmington, North Carolina will have their qualifier on July 26th. And at Planet Comics on July 26th, there'll be the Force of July Theme Force event, with all proceeds going to Wounded Warriors. The Green Dragon Monthly Steamroller event for July will be on July 27th. At Planet Comics on Wednesday, July 30th, will be Highlander Joker's Wild. In August, Borderlands Comics and Games, Greenville, South Carolina, will host their Carolina Invitational Qualifier on August 23rd. Ready to Play Games in Columbia, South Carolina, will have their qualifier on August the 24th. For more information on all the great events coming up in the Carolinas, check out clockworkarms.net. And if you'd like your event on the calendar of events, then register for clockworkarms.net or email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, folks, lots of great events coming up in the area very soon. But now I have been joined by the first game to end in round two of Mangled Metal here at Planet this week.
And Richard's hitting the action button.
Yeah, they have a Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds machine behind us that's unplugged.
Colloquially known as the dual terminal.
The dual terminal.
Dual terminal.
I have no idea what that means.
I keep hitting this button. Dual. Nothing's falling, Nate. I don't understand.
So, that game seemed to be short.
It was pretty short. It was triggered. It was Mangled Metal. First off, yeah. Mangled Metal is garbage.
What?
Well, it's garbage. It's garbage when there's two lists.
Yeah.
I like it with one list.
This is garbage. Yeah. Mangled Metal is garbage. I don't. Well, the thing I hate about Mangled Metal, I'm going to go on record saying this,
okay,
is that it takes 50% of the game and just throws it in a dumpster. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things. Like, some factions are just horribly, horribly... I'm sure I've said this in a previous podcast, but some factions are horribly hamstrung.
I will tell you an idea I heard, and I do not hate. And I heard this actually from, I think Liam pitched it to me, Liam Piver from the Gun Bunnies and Taking People's Lunch Money fame. And he said, Mangled Metal would be awesome if you simply allowed... It's like 35 points, but you change it and say that it's 29 points and 6 points of support.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, because like, I mean, Legion doesn't need Shepherds, but they would want them. You know, Circle doesn't need like Gallows Groves,
Wilders,
stuff like that.
They don't need Shifting Stones.
Circle doesn't need Shifting Stones, I don't think. Mm. Like
they certainly really
like
that.
You can certainly fill everything Convergence needs. Like Convergence seems really good at Mangled.
But stupid Protectorate needs the choir. I mean, they're all of their jacks are balanced around the choir.
Yeah, and Kator needs Cold and Lords.
Yeah, yes, they do. they totally
you
do.
Can't even say that with a straight face.
They
I'm
need
lying.
Mechanics. They need mechanics. They just need them.
They need Man of War mechanics to repair the Man of War. So I do want to go on record saying that everyone just heard Nathan completely disregard this win over me by saying it was garbage. So it didn't even count.
Fair. That's fair. So StormCon's in the books. We're going to hear a little bit from Brian later on, pretty much whether he wants to or not. But we've already talked to him. He's going to jump on here, I hope, and tell us a little bit about how StormCon went. Sounded like it was a lot of fun. And turned out, Chris Brown, not a terrible show host.
Yeah. I'll have to give that a listen.
I said not a terrible show host. At no point did I say he was a good one. You cannot see Richard's look of what would you say? I don't know the adjective verb, or I can't pronounce the adjective verb of incredulous.
Incredulous, yeah. Incredulity. Is that right? I don't think that's right. Incredulousness.
No,
he's filled with incredulity.
Yes.
Incredulitude.
That is now the word. Incredulitude. Thank you, John. You guys have never heard John on this show, but
he's an English major.
But yes.
Yeah, I'm an English major.
Okay, we've been told this by an English major. It could be right. But no. Chris actually did a pretty good job handling Almost Live, and I already gave a shout out to Brian and
Chris is still walking back from Charleston.
Fish almost had to walk back from Charleston. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Fish's truck broke down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his truck is still in Charleston. And the thing was, I was going to go with Fish to Charleston for StormCon. but there was the Star Wars regional.
Yeah, there sure was.
Yeah, so I went to that instead.
You buggered off to North Carolina while there was War Machine to be played.
Yep. I did play War Machine because I went to Augusta and played.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him describe this.
Give us the Reader's Digest version because if we get into more in-depth one, we'll explain how you'll hear that one later.
So the Reader's Digest version is I was playing some of the casters that are needed to be played for the Things to Know circle that we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
So the two casters that I took... And before I even tell you the two casters... I hand fish.
Please tell me Moshar was one of them.
I hand fish my list.
Please tell me Moshar was one of them.
I hand fish my list, and Fish is like, if you win this tournament, I will buy you Froyo. Because I don't think you can. And so I was playing Cassius and Mosar.
Oh, God.
And then the event ended up being timed turns, which I wasn't quite ready for. I thought it was going to be Death Clock instead of timed turns. I actually managed to play through my turns. Like, that didn't lose me my games.
Right.
The fact that I was playing Mozart lost me the games.
And the reason I say, folks, we'll hear more about that later is because some of the feedback we got from StormCon, and I've actually kind of talked to all of my other fellow hosts while we're up here, is that you guys seem to really enjoy the podcast. The fact that we're number 7 on Podomatic on their Games and Hobby would probably attest to that. But you'd really like to hear less of us. 2 hours is a long time. I know that from editing the show. So we're going to try and shorten the podcast down. We're going to try and get it down to somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour an episode. But that means you're going to get more Rage Quit Radio throughout the month. We're actually going to introduce two new shows to Rage Quit Radio. They're going to be kind of like specials that'll come out once a month.
On PBS, baby.
Yes. We're going to do Rage Quit Refit, which was an awesome segment, is now going to become its own show. Rich is actually going to be the flagship host.
Hopefully we'll be able to get through the lists somewhat on time if we do that too.
Yes. So. And then, folks, we're also going to turn things to know. It occurred to us that in a shorter format, there is no way for us to tell you everything you need to know about a faction in 2 hours, much less 1 or 45 minutes. So we are going to introduce a new podcast, name to be determined. It will be Rage Quit Something. We don't know what yet. Rage Quit University was thrown up as a name. Rage Quit Boot Camp has been thrown up as a name. If you got ideas out there, let us know. We'd love to hear them. But we're going to turn that, and Circle is going to be the first set of topics for that podcast. That's going to be more of a serious strategic podcast.
I kind of like Rage Quit, we telling you shit you need to know.
Rage Quit, we telling you shit? It does rhyme.
It does rhyme. That's why I like Rage Quit Refit.
Yeah, it's got that going for it. So we're going to be doing those, and then the
Rage,
tournament.
Rage Quit No Shit?
Rage Quit Knows Shit?
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't. But we don't know shit.
No, we really don't. No. But we're going to be bringing those to you, and then tournament reports are actually going to become their own special episodes, so that we don't spend two hours or so just going through battle report after battle report after battle report. So those are all going to become new podcasts that are part of the Rage Quit feed. So they'll be untitled no shit episodes. They'll be our Rage Quit Refits, and then our tournament reports. And folks, we are taping in front of a live studio audience this week. So folks, lots of cool stuff coming your way in our feeds here very soon. What the hell are y'all doing?
It's a throwback to an old joke.
Okay.
We're playing Pokey No Touchy.
We're playing Pokey No Touchy Chicken.
We're playing Tummy Sticks. Okay.
And apparently, there's one. Apparently, a request for one other podcast to be part of Rage Quit Radio. And apparently, this came from, we are told, not Dr. Dan. And Fish down in Augusta, they apparently had an idea that they would like to do a Rage Quit podcast out of Augusta called Rage Quit Remote.
I like that.
And record some podcasts from Augusta.
I don't know. He wasn't very sincere when he congratulated me on my newborn child. I'll think about it.
Well, Fish, if there's a dissenting vote, you know where it came from. So, in the meantime, we got Brian just standing here looking over a zombies thing at the moment.
I think it's Infernal Contraption, isn't it?
No, it's zombies. He's looking at Zombies Keep Out. They've got an expansion for it already.
What?
Jesus Christ. Already?
That was quick.
What?
I'm ready to play that.
The Zombies Keep Out expansion, what is it called? Night of the Noxious Dead.
Okay.
Dropped at Lock and Load. Apparently there's stink zombies now that push everything away.
Oh, wow. That was not straight from Zombie Saturday.
Right now, let's see. Crispy is still in the process of his game of Mangled Metal.
He's locked
Crispy,
in Mortal Kombat.
Crispy is still in the process of losing. Yes, we all know this.
Coop is here as well, folks. He's playing in the tournament, apparently under duress, because he had to bring two all-beast lists with Scorn.
I would like to point out that I played Coop round one, and I beat him with max control points and assassination on his turn.
How'd your second game go?
That sucks.
Nathan cheated a bunch and I lost. He didn't roll enough threes.
You can't countercharge if I feed Krieger 2 on you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then also you can't countercharge if you're facing the wrong way because of telekinesis.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can't countercharge if you're engaged and can't knock down.
Let's go back to the foundation of this game, which was the list chicken that happened before it.
Yes.
Because
basically Richard's never beat me a list chicken.
It's true. It's true.
That's what it boils down to.
Wow. Okay.
But anytime it's just been one list.
So. Anytime it's been one list with two casters and Skodafest, he gets it.
And I want to get y'all's impression of one other thing. Chris Brown, our favorite penguin, StormCon, flying our colors. He had the Rage Quit shirt on and everything. There's mm-hmm. evidence of it online.
Yeah.
Played in a tournament, which that very thought of him wearing our colors and playing in a tournament scared the hell out of me. All
right.
Rulik Roulette, last day, took second.
How many players were in the tournament?
There were six.
But still.
He beat Dave Gildea.
That's an accomplishment.
Now, according to the episode, Dave Gildea may or may not have thrown that game. So, as I understand it, there was a circle caster moving forward into the open, turning his ass to Damiano. Moving forward, Damiano getting pulled for a circle army. Moving forward, turning his ass to a mercenary army and not dying.
Wow.
Because apparently Chris running Kaya as mercs didn't work out overly well.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
But Damiano...
Damiano with circle seems good. You're like, I'll feat, blood trekkers kill you, everything.
With Deadeye.
Yeah.
God. Plus three strength and Deadeye.
Yeah, money shot. Like, you can only do steel hit still.
I believe so, yeah. I don't think that changes.
Changes, but fucking money shot. Yeah.
I don't know how it was ruled. I wasn't there. So
I got a money shot for you. I was talking to Nathan.
But he took second wearing our colors.
All right.
So didn't he play in another tournament also?
Did he not? Did he play in another tournament, Brian?
They definitely talked about him coming in last on one of the almost lives and something.
He played in
Death Race, right?
I believe he did play in Death Race. He was helping us get up player count, and he played in
As I understand it, he straight jobbed in Death Race.
I believe so.
So
Highlander, he actually came in third place.
Ah!
Was he playing Damiana?
No, he was playing Harby, because they did like a random caster draw.
It was random caster draw. He played Harby.
That would be fun.
Yeah, Harbinger would be pretty fun.
Now, I want to get this, and Brian is here, so I'm going to get his feedback, because I don't know if he's heard this feedback as well. This was a special version of Highlander that was concocted specifically for StormCon as an experiment to just make Highlander Thunderdome a little more fun. It's called Highlander Joker's Wild.
Yes, okay. Chris Brown is dead last at Death Race.
Okay, so Chris Brown did the job in the Death Race. Got
being, it. Being the dead race.
So the
Roger Corbin that Death Race.
So the idea behind Joker's Wild is simple. In addition to all the regular face cards that are regular poker cards that determine the round your order in the round, there are two jokers in the deck. Red is good, black is bad. If the black joker is pulled before you activate, there's a bounty on your head until the black joker is pulled again.
No.
I thought that's what it was.
Until your card's pulled again.
Oh, until your card is pulled again. So for one round for you.
We have three bounties going at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And the bounty is, if someone kills you in melee, they get a double quickening.
Okay.
If they kill you at range, they still get the quickening.
Good one.
And then the other one is if the black joker gets pulled... If the black joker gets pulled right before your card, if you've already popped your feet resets.
Oh, wow.
Or the red joker. Yeah, your feet resets.
Oh, wow.
If your feet has not reset, you get an additional
extra focus that round.
Okay.
What do y'all think of that idea?
I like that idea.
The Joker's Wild thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard them talk about it on Rage Quit Live.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I love playing Butcher 3 and getting my feet back.
Now,
it's great.
Here's the one thing that was brought up to me by the Gun Bunnies crew in a phone call. They actually thought the Jokers didn't do enough because they didn't come up often enough. To which my response was, well, they're going to come up every round. Like, yeah, but people die every round. So, I mean, you could have 13, you got 13 players. So only two of those turns have changes. And the idea we thought about was, well, why don't you just double the number of Jokers in the deck?
No. I've actually thought about the same thing. As well as adding a random factor to benefit a negative.
Okay.
Like there's one in six. There's six different things that could happen. Just roll a d6 every time.
Huh.
They pop up.
Stealing a little bit from temporal temporal stress that had the random thing every round. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I don't know if it needs an extra thing. I like the idea of bounties because that might make some people rethink their alliances.
Yeah, which is always fun.
Right.
So. I think what Highlander needs is you have the shrinking kill box, right? I think there should be a three
Justin won a game.
Who did?
Justin.
Justin Redler?
Crispy.
Yeah, I was like, who the hell is Justin? One of the damn Justins. Anyway, so you should have a 3-inch AOE that starts in the middle of the table. All right?
Okay.
And like maybe every other turn, it grows to the next AoE size. So it's like 3, 4, 5, and then you just have it increase an inch. And any models that enter or touch it or it moves out to hit, it just throws them 2d6 inches with the shrinking kill box. We'll call it the washing machine. Get clean, bitch.
That sounds a great deal like that sounds a great deal like the island hopping table.
I totally stole the idea from that. You basically do the water devils with Highlander.
I think Highlander's chaotic enough.
It needs more chaos.
We could just do Highlander on the island hopping table.
That'd be pretty good.
I don't know.
We don't have enough brass rings.
That is just enough assholery to make someone get up and take a dump on the table.
Because someone's going to get thrown right in the water before they get to take a turn.
And they're going
to
take a dump on the table.
I would play some troll.
All the flight stuff.
No, I would play some troll caster with. Dude, just try to crit smite people with impalers all day.
I'd
play Gunbjorn.
I would play
to snipe the impaler.
I would play
so that
the
it can
shit.
Use all of its focus for.
On the island hopping table, I'd put the shit out of PKing. Thunderbolt teleport.
Yeah, I'd play Ron. I'd play Ron because I can force hammer you.
No, Haley would be stupid.
Yeah. I can tell you on the island hopping table at Scarab what suddenly became a premium unit. Druids.
Yes, force bolt.
Because I just started force bolting everything off into the water.
Yeah, so. The guy that plays both factions with force bolt models.
Yep. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the prospect.
So it looks like round 2 of Mangle Metal just ended.
And round 3 is ready to start.
And round 3 is fixing to begin.
Find your table, boys.
So these guys are going to vacate, find their tables for the start of round 3. And while that is going on, I'm going to draft Brian to find out about StormCon. So, wow, this actually feels like a show with segments and people moving, and it actually feels like a talk show for a change.
Hello, my name is Brian. I don't touch elves right now.
Yes.
I promise I don't.
So, I've listened to most of the Almost Live stuff, seeing as how I was having to listen to it to edit it as much as time permitted, and editing being a very select word, considering that it's almost live. It's more like me put the music in it and be done. But it sounded like a lot of cool stuff happened at StormCon.
Yes, we had a lot of really cool things happen. There were a lot of good vendors there. We got to talk to a bunch of them. We met a lot of just artists, gamers, just the whole works. StormCon was very, very happy with us there. They really enjoyed talking to us. They're looking forward to us coming back next year. I may even approach them about setting up something for Rage Quit Radio specifically. Maybe a booth or something where we can set up shop and bring people in. So there's ideas. StormCon, if you're out there, Shane and Barry, that's my idea. I'll approach it to you guys with it later in the year when we get closer to Planet Sage. The events went really well. We had a pretty good turnout all around. We got a lot of demos in, even though we couldn't run demos as much as we wanted.
I hear Big Daddy bailed.
Big Daddy did bail on us. Saturday night I got a text, can I go home?
Shame on you, AJ Fields.
It sounded shame a little bit whiny. We'll punish him at the next convention if he shows up. But overall, it was a great convention. Real happy that StormCon was involved with the interviews, the whole works.
I got to listen to a lot of it. Lots of great guests. I am incredibly jealous of Chris for getting to sit down with Jody Black and talk about Savage Worlds and the great stuff that Pinnacle is putting out. I was incredibly jealous of that. I mean, and he knew I was going to be because he said it during the interview.
Actually, I warned Chris.
So there's a reason he's not on the show this week, folks. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's at work right now. But seriously, I mean, that was awesome. And we're gonna make an
start your clocks when you're ready.
So, like I said, Brian's running a tournament while we're recording.
Yes, Anderson's Meta's favorite PG. They hate the terrain, they hate me, yet they show up and play.
One of the things that made me really, I was very intrigued about was, and I'm just looking here over the notes from the show because I want to get the right name here. Coleman Richards, the guy that y'all sat down with, that is he's 17 years old, I think, and he's designing his own game, Galactic Domination. And y'all got to sit down with he and Chris and Walt sat down with him to talk about that game. Did you get to see any of what he brought or any of the playtesting that happened?
I unfortunately did not get to see his game. I really, really wanted to. But when I met up with him, he had just gotten in Sunday morning. I was running around getting ready for the tournament, getting other things lined up. But I took the opportunity to at least walk him around the convention. I know a ton of people there. I actually talked to a lot of people behind the scenes. So I was introducing him to Walt. To a couple artists I've been talking to, just getting him so he can get to the people that can help him make it happen.
And it sounded like Walt took a very keen interest in that game, and frankly, so have I. So Coleman, if you're out there and you're listening to this, please keep us in the loop for how your game is going, because we would love to see it and help any way we can here on Rage Quit Radio. So, StormCon, the death race, other than Chris, just straight jobbing, which that's what we expected. We expected that out of Chris. I mean, I didn't expect Dave Gildea to throw a game to him, but I hear that they were really tired come Sunday. So, how many players did y'all get for death race? How'd that look?
Death race, we got 10 players.
Okay, that's a respectable day one turnout.
Chris stepped up to get us out of a bye.
Okay, so Liam took everybody's lunch money again. That's
yes,
the way this works.
Yes, Liam tried to sweep StormCon. Unfortunately, he was denied on Sunday.
Yeah, apparently that's Keith Kreese's lot in life. It's just to win the Sunday tournament so that Liam doesn't win everything.
Yeah,
that's what I'm told.
I'm good with this.
So. So, 10 players for Death Race. Did you see anything cool or unique in Death Race that just stood out?
Nah, unfortunately, I did not. As usual, I'm always behind the scenes, so I don't get to see what's going on the table.
Okay, what kind of turnout did y'all get for the Open? I am curious.
We got 14 players for StormCon Open. Liam, again, taking the top spot. We actually had a player come in that was at last year's StormCon. Bill Janista, he hasn't really played since last year, but he had an army and stuff, and he said, you know, I told him, show up, put tape on your model, on your bases, show a direction and model, and you can play. And that's exactly what he did. He came in last, but he had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, that's awesome. I hear Pete Mace took second.
Pete Mace did take second.
I'm assuming he played Liam at the top table.
Yes, him and Liam faced off.
My understanding was
a painfully short game. I caught that.
I was going to say, my understanding was that was not necessarily a pretty game. Jared Fisher, our favorite rage quitter, took third.
Yep.
So that means Liam had already qualified for... Well, Liam had already qualified for Mace for the Carolinas Invitational, so that means Pete is going to Mace. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, okay, so Pete's now in the Carolinas Invitational with Fish as his alternate, I'm assuming. And
yep.
Then that means for the Scarab Championships...
Actually, there is no alternate. If Pete came Mace, there's nobody representing StormCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was an alternate for StormCon. Is Fish just not going, or was that something that they changed?
That's something I decided.
Oh, okay. And then, just because it's Pete and he has to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Pete, you have no choice. You must show up.
I mean, he's got the same name as the con. And then, let's see here. Liam had already gotten into Scarab. So that means for the Scarab Championship, so that one falls to the wayside because only the champion gets the pass. So that means top player of the other system was Fish.
Yep.
So Fish is in the Scarab Championships.
Yep.
So Fish has a reason to make the trip from Siege of Augusta to Scarab this year.
Let's just hope Corey doesn't brutalize him too much Friday and Saturday with his tournaments, and Fish may decide to rage quit and not go anywhere Sunday.
I'm hoping not. I really want everybody that's in the Scarab Championships, everyone that gets those buys, to come to the last day, because I am certain that it's going to be a load of fun. So, other than the events, and you obviously ran Joker's Wild.
Yes, I did.
So, what did we see that was cool? There's always cool stories out of Highlander. And I'm sure there were some on the episode that I didn't get to hear, but because that was a 45-minute episode. But what happened that was cool? That
William shot everybody in the ass. His own, him and Pete's words, their own words. It was just funny. there was not a lot of teaming up in this one.
Okay, that's odd for Joker.
Everybody went for the throat. Whoever's closest got shot. And Liam was sweeping, just swept the board.
I forgot what Prime Axiom did.
Richard forgot what Prime Axiom did.
But it's acceptable. He's a Cador player now.
He's sleep deprived.
No, he's a Cador player now. And only Cador. Anyway.
But Liam swept up, killed everybody from behind. He shot everybody, so he didn't get any bonuses. Chris, with Harbinger, found a very sweet spot on the board. A lot of people tried to go after him. A Titan, I think it was a Bronzeback Titan, failed to kill his Cador Jack. Did like 8 points of damage.
Minoth Jack, you mean?
Yeah, Minoth, sorry, not Cador.
Did, I think he had a Reckoner.
It was a Reckoner. Did like 8 points of damage through the course of the turn. They trade blows for about 3 turns before the Reckoner destroyed the Bronzeback Titan. Imperium World let me use all their terrain for it, so we had a lot of terrain. There should be a picture out there somewhere of that. If not, I'll get them to Mike so you can get them up on the Rage Quit.
Actually, I think it's on the Rage Quit Facebook.
Yeah.
So
there was a bridge, a nice big bridge in the center of the board. Let's see, it was...
Looked like a lot of wrecked houses, a lot of hills.
Yeah, warehouse, hills. I'm trying to remember. John Martinez. There we go.
Yep.
John Martinez got the ace, which is center of the board, in when I run Highlander. So he was on the bridge. He had a big bullseye from the get-go. He was getting two Minoth players on one side. Pete playing Cador on the other side with Old Witch. He couldn't go anywhere. He could have jumped off the bridge and took like 5d6 dice of damage. Falling damage was a thing in this one. The
5d6.
2d6 plus 1d6 for every inch.
Oh, wow. It was like, well, every inch past the first one.
That bridge
was like
a 4-inch bridge.
Oh, wow, okay.
It sits high.
Okay.
There was a 5-inch...
That's deceiving from the picture.
Yes, it is. But very, very... It was a lot of fun. Even Martinez, even though he got killed pretty quick, had a lot of fun. The fastest kill was the threat player. He got took out on the second turn by Liam, no less.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the table now. So there was this massive bridge in the center of a table overlooking or sitting over a pond. I see a crane, a bombed-out warehouse, what looks like 3 other buildings, lots of linear obstacles, and about 4 to 5 hills.
With Impudent Morals terrain, we could actually have players taking their Warcasters in the house.
Yeah.
Which was cool. The Warjacks were not allowed anywhere except in the warehouse. Just consider them too big to get in the house. So Liam ran his Beast, which was a Stalker, into the warehouse. And it had a big hole inside of it, so he was able to shoot through the warehouse.
Yeah.
And then the red player actually went into the house. It didn't serve him too well, though. Liam got some really good rolls off of it.
Well, it's a sweet table. You'll find it on the Rage Quit Radio Facebook page, folks, along with, I think, Chris also posted some pictures to that page, too, as I recall. And speaking of Chris, I see our favorite penguin now.
Chris, you finally made it to Anderson. You look worn out. You've been walking this whole time.
That never happened. Whatever he says never happened.
Get over here, Chris.
Tell us about Death Race.
So, So I hear you did the job.
Which job?
The job place. In Death Race. The J-O-B on the PPV, as they say.
Yes, yes. I jobbed a lot. The first match went by really well. I mean, killing Nemo, I think Nemo 2 was a lot harder than I thought. but, wasn't too bad. I mean, what specifically do you want to know?
Well, we're just kind of glossing over things from StormCon, letting people know how everything has gone. One other thing that I'm kind of proud to announce, and this is something that I'm very pleased with, almost live, when we do this at conventions, of course, GnomeCon, you heard my voice most of the times. Chris was the guy handling the mic duties for the majority of StormCon when Brian and apparently Walt were not also available. But Chris did so good a job that now Almost Live, Chris is going to be the main host of Almost Live when he's at the cons with us. So congratulations, you are now the roving reporter for Rage Quit Radio.
All right, that works for me. It's better than the intern.
If I don't kill him first.
And so, I hear you did decent in Highlander Joker's Wild.
Yeah, I did. Considering everybody saw Harvey and kind of went this way.
Nice. You can't see him. I mean, sorry, but split. That's terrible radio.
But I had to Harvey. I'm sure. As Brian explained,
I still say you should have popped your feet when you got the bounty.
Yeah, I know. As Brian was probably suggesting, or Mike, or as we talked about during Rage Quit Radio Almost Live, I had the Harbinger based on a random roll to die, and a Reckoner to go with it. So it ended up being a really decent combo. And for the most part, everybody kind of stayed away from me up until Fish realized he had a spell on his card from Amaterasu that makes it possible for him to kill the Harpy on average dice.
Poor Fish got Amaterasu? Oh, wow.
Amaterasu did well.
Well, okay. Very well. His dice is what pretty much stopped him.
It turns out
the
those casters nobody wants to play
are really good at Highlander.
Yeah, that is not. They're going to be good at something, folks. Privateer Press don't make paperweights.
Well, if you think about it, most of them thought, you know, Amaterasu was, like, you know, better as a super solo than he really was a warcaster.
So Highlander, Joker's Wild, a lot of fun. Yes. How much of the open did you get to see? Brian, of course, is swamped with work at conventions. Did you get to see any of the open as it was going on?
No, because I was out doing demos.
You were doing the demos
and then
interviews.
I took over when he went to go take a nap.
Okay.
So,
And Rulik Roulette. Now I want to get this straight from the horse's mouth. I listened to a lot of the episodes. I didn't get to listen to all of them.
Okay.
Wearing our colors. Second
yes.
place.
Yes.
It sounded a lot like Dave Gildea gave you one.
Wow. Well, if you want to be accurate, the answer would be yes.
Okay. I mean, why would we not be accurate? if you want me to not lie through my teeth.
Okay, well, don't get me wrong. Blood Trackers on your Death March, his feet, and Deadeye was a thing. My Jax died. Without even trying. I was like, wow.
The Mako Metal Tournament, nobody's finished yet. Everybody's been finishing in the first 15 minutes. We're doing pretty good here.
Yeah, it looks like these games are actually taking time. In case you're wondering, folks out there at home, we got not Penguin Chris. Chris what?
Crop.
Chris Crop and Nate on one table. Rich is playing
Kyle,
and then it is Coop versus the intern right here in front of us. Let's see, I see Haley.
Dead Stormwall.
Well, that
or is that not
very dead Stormwall?
Very dead Stormwall. I see what looks like. Let's see here. I see Centurion. I see Sentinel. I see Haley One. Let's see here. There's
Gargantua still on table. Yep, my Mammoth.
There's a Mammoth and what looks like Morgul One, Bronzeback Gladiator, and a Basculus Kraya sitting over here. So. And I see a very large wreck marker where the storm wall at one point was. So, back to a little bit from StormCon. Rulik Roulette seemed like it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Okay.
I guess, you know, round one, I ended up getting one of my own casters, which I was like, a little disappointing. I was hoping to get a Signar caster, but, you know, one of the Nemos or Kray would have been kind of interesting to see.
I heard that Kaya does not a good Merc caster make.
Well, she became useless the second my Jax died. So.
I suppose Spirit Dooring your War Jax would actually be a thing. So that might actually be cool. But.
And her feet became completely useless, like, once the Jax were gone, because now putting focus on Jax to get him back is not a thing anymore. So I was like, oh, well, so much for being an assassination caster the way she usually would be. And, you know, since we're, you know, out in the open, you know, you know, Dave, you know, was pretty much wanting to get out of there as much as everybody else was. And so at the end of that match, we're looking at, like, Damiano. He's just like, well, I'm going to drop this focus because he's playing the horse faction. And he kind of goes, and I'm going to run up and turn this way. So I'm thinking, okay, there shouldn't have a problem with this. I go up, charge, you know, I swing, miss. I went, this is not ending well. So I was like, hit, knock him down. I was like, cool, I got a crit. We're good. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, all right. Last hit. I should be able to do this. I need what? I need what? 9? I got this. 8.
Well, shit.
Well, that's the end of that. And he's like, and he turns over and goes, my clock ran out. I was like, really? I was like, but overall, I mean, the tournament was fun. It was, I love the format. I really wish you would have been there to, you know, represent your bread and butter there, but, you know.
It is okay. I intend to try my damnedest to be at StormCon 2015. I also intend to try to be at Mace this year up in Charlotte because I'm looking forward to trying to make it up that way. So I will be there flying the Rage Quit colors proudly in the not terribly distant future. Fingers crossed. Hope I didn't just jinx myself. So,
speaking of which, congratulations, Mike, on your extension of execution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a stay of execution at my job. As some of our listeners know, I have two jobs now. One's a part-time job on the weekends, and I've got a full-time job about 7 or 8 weeks ago that was temporary. It was only going to last originally 8 weeks. Well, I received a stay of execution until the end of January. So I'm at least suicidally employed until that point in time. But now it comes with vacation time. So
and good news is he still has a chance to go permanent at the end of January.
Yeah, so fingers crossed, folks.
Send your best wishes his way.
So one last thing that we do need you out there to do in Radioland for us.
Team, what team are we, Chris?
Team Maverick.
Oh, God.
Team Marvelous. Team Moon Pie. Team Magnus, Team Mortal. Yeah, I went through like 5 names at least. I lost
Monsoon.
Count.
Monsoon.
Team Monsoon. So okay, 6. So that's 6.
I can't think of anything else after that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, we could throw some more in there. Moonshine.
So folks, here's the deal.
Masochist.
Hold on.
As I jokingly said on the preview show that y'all were the B team. And apparently Rage Quit Annex was apparently not a good enough name for you guys. So...
Oh, you kept shooting us down on that one.
I've actually put it in one of the show notes from the episode. So
there's notes?
Yeah, those occasionally happen.
Wow.
I know you just started listening to the show, Brian, but it's there. There's
supposed to read stuff, too?
Yeah, it would help. So if you go through, we got all these names for him. I called him the B team, and according to Brian, whom we give some small amount of credence to, seeing as how he's Clockwork Arms is one of our sponsors, and he is Clockwork Arms. We have he is the Z team. Apparently, if we gave him a letter, we would go pass letters into numbers and hit like the goofy symbols that hit that you hold down the Alt key and hit 3 random characters and you get that. And then Chris is the B team because he's actually an announcer. And have you actually gotten paid for a show yet?
Once.
Okay, so he's done it for money. So here's what we need. They need a name. Because according to Brian, if you average out the Z and the B, you get an M. I haven't done the math, so I'm going to take his word for it. He's a programmer, I'm not. So...
Close enough works.
So we need to know what their team name is. So out there, folks... Either in the comments section for this episode on ragequitradio.blogspot.com or on our Facebook page. Let us know what Brian and Chris's name should be whenever they appear together on air on Rage Quit Radio. They need a team name that's going to stick. So, y'all guys come up with something for us. We did get one, just for the record, we got one over the weekend.
Really?
Yes, we actually did get one nickname for you guys, and I would have to find it, but I think it was like Murder, Death, Kill, Baby, Kill, Kill, Kill something.
Team MDK?
But it was something along those lines. So
I'm actually curious who wrote that.
That would be Dave Fleshman, actually.
I'm actually, I do like Team Mortal, so that's my vote.
Yeah.
But, you have a favorite, Chris?
Excuse me. Dave Fleshman suggested Happy Happy Killbot 2000. Doesn't exactly start with an M, but it's got a certain ring to it, I guess.
Huh. Dave, no.
Not the first time Dave's heard that word in his life. Won't be the last, I'm sure. we need a name for these two guys, and I'm sure that you will come up with one for us. But in the meantime, we're going to grab Nate and see how this game went for him.
Nathan!
So, Nate, swing back by here.
Goodbye, Radio Land.
So, Brian and Chris are going to dip out. Nate has finished his game.
But I'll always be right next door.
How did the game go?
I moved Kruger up slightly too far.
Okay.
I telekinesis when I shouldn't have.
Okay.
Because I thought I could get Lilith within range to just lightning her down.
So
had one transfer.
Yeah, Lilith and a couple of archangels.
Yeah,
Lilith two.
Lilith two.
Okay.
I had two transfers and a shield guard, but he just rolled too many attacks.
Okay.
He had too many attacks. I telekinesis Kruger unnecessarily. That's what it came down to.
Okay.
So I would have had two more transfers in addition to not being in range of the Archangels. That was like the whole point was to not stay in range of the Archangels. If I just cast Stormwall, he has to feat to even shoot at me.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So it was a mistake. That's all it was.
Those things happen.
Yeah.
Better that it happen in something like
Correct.
This where you're experimenting
yeah. right,
and goofing
right.
off and playing around than
yeah.
than at a larger event. So that,
one, be... of, one of the I, one of these days I'll stop making mistakes with Kruger 2 and Speed Machine.
Yeah,
one of these
or,
days,
or events of this nature,
yeah.
like Mangled Metal style stuff. So let me get your input here because we're going to be doing the First Things to Know episode, whatever the hell we call that podcast.
Sure.
Soon we're doing Circle.
Yes.
And this is your bread and butter.
Yes.
So if you were to give the fans kind of an idea of the kind of things we're going to be talking about and they're going to hear, because you're the Circle expert.
Right. Well, I wanted to structure it in such a way so that if you wanted to, and if we're breaking it apart, that's great for this, actually. Because,
yes.
There was no way we could do Circle in one podcast anyway.
You
I don't
can
think
never
there's
do any faction.
Any faction,
podcast.
Let alone, you know. So I could see us breaking it down into specific like groups, so we take Circle casters, take Circle beasts, and then do another podcast for maybe units and solos, and then maybe even a fourth podcast for various interactions that aren't necessary. I mean, everybody knows how shifting stones work,
right?
But there's a lot of different like goofy interactions that people may not necessarily understand,
right?
You know, something like Woldrath Animus plus knockdown spells that like crit knockdown, and the Woldrath Animus gives you boosted magic attack rolls.
Sure.
Like, you know, goofy stuff like that. And if we're talking about the Woldrath by itself, you know, you wouldn't. Yeah, and I'm not talking about like the Black Clad Wayfarer that you might not understand.
Right.
Yeah, the interaction there. So, that's the way I would like to break it down and you know, kind of piecemeal. And if you were like wanted to only hear about the casters, then you go just the podcast about the casters.
And we would probably even have to do multiple podcasts for casters.
Right.
I mean, we might have to do an episode with this group and an episode with that group. So. Those episodes are going to be pretty well structured, and we're going to go faction by faction, and even other things like when it comes time for Steamroller 2015, you'll probably hear very in-depth discussion and analysis of it on that show.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of nuances, especially for tournaments, like the change from there where in 2013 where casters couldn't contest anymore. I mean, that totally plays totally makes you have to play the game completely differently than you normally would have. So normally you could just park Terminus on an objective with, say, I don't know, 10 souls, and he's 36 armor. You know,
you just camp the zone.
And you just camp the zone. But that may or may not have happened to me this past week. You're like, well, how am I going to dislodge this guy? You know, now you could still win on scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. And if there's any subtle changes like that, changing the way the objectives worked in 2014.
Yep.
So a lot of them have priority now that didn't before.
Right.
Changing the number of objectives. You know, that's that kind of those subtle nuances. And I mean, like not knowing how you have to blow up stuff in some scenarios can punish you.
Right.
You know, not knowing that certain objectives can test flags.
That
kind of stuff is good to know.
And I think it's going to be a good podcast for You know, one of the things we pride ourselves here on Rage Quit Radio, and we certainly try to do, is be accessible to all levels of players. And I think it is going to be something that you can glean information out of, whether you are a casual player or a competitive one, whether you are a newcomer or someone that's been playing for quite a while. And Rich just came up nodding as if he knows this whole conversation up to this point. He might. I'm kind of getting a preview for what's to come for the new Rage Quit stuff with Rage Quit Refit. I know you were not here for the first one, but when the show actually becomes its own show, what kind of stuff are you looking forward to doing on Rage Quit Refit? What kind of stuff should our listeners look forward to on that show, do you think?
We're going to, you know, of course you're going to be able to send your list in. We're going to look at it. You know, I will go over all of the merits in the list as is, you know, and I would like to, if you want to, just a list to play for fun, make sure you tell me that, because I'm always going to assume it's for a steamroller event. And I'm going to take it, and I'm going to dissect it along with whoever's with me that day, probably everybody, and, you know, try to make it better from a tournament standpoint. I mean, also, I would like to just, if we don't have a list to do one week, I'm cool with just picking a faction and talking about some really key models you should think about playing in tournaments.
And I think it's probably worth pointing out to our listeners, it's not simply for tournament play. If this is something like a list that you would take to a release event, or for something like
that. If this is a tournament you would just play frequently at your game store, yeah. You'd like to know how to make it better.
Yeah.
Just let me know, because I'm going to assume character restrictions if you don't tell me that.
Yeah, we have a certain baseline that we'll operate from. So the assumption is that it's steamroller character restricted, unless you give us other ground rules to operate from. I'm looking forward to
mangled metal.
Yeah, like if it's a mangled metal list, then we should probably know.
You should probably take the exemplars out of your list.
But I'm looking forward to doing all the other podcasts and kind of expanding Rage Quit Radio a little bit, because now
I'm focusing it. I mean, I think that's the best point. So like, yeah. if you don't like certain aspects of the show, and we can focus, you know, you go listen to the stuff you do like.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great idea.
And so I'm really looking forward to that. This is our 21st regular episode of Rage Quit Radio. Overall, and I did the math a little earlier, we have done 33 episodes of Rage Quit Radio
including
since we started, including the Almost Lives.
We is a very strong
word. Does that mean that this show can now drink? It's like
it's only 6 months old.
The idea of the show is now.
Would you give vodka to a baby?
Just so we're clear.
Who is giving vodka to a baby right now?
You. You would do that. You know you would.
Did. He wouldn't sleep. Now he won't wake up.
Oh, wow.
It took what, two podcasts for him to get back to make a dead baby joke?
Yeah, to making dead baby jokes.
Right.
I'd say it was my baby.
So, folks, I think we have allowed this one to devolve as far as it can be allowed to. So, look forward to what's coming from Rage Quit Radio, and lots of new stuff in the future. Crispy just showed up, too, just in time for us to wrap everything up. How'd your last game go?
A Mammoth ate the Stormwall, and then berserked and couldn't kill Haley that turn, and then Haley died the next turn.
So average game for you, yes?
Yes.
I mean this from the sincerest bottom of my black heart. When you walk into this group of people, don't immediately just open your mouth. We assume things. Don't be a cock tease.
What? Oh, folks.
I'm confused.
So folks, until next time, and next time we'll be talking about something, what we don't exactly know yet, but also look forward to the debut of Rage Quit Refit. Liam Piver's Merc List is first up on the chopping block for Rage Quit Refit, which will be followed by Steve-O. It's Steve McCullough.
Steve McCullough.
Yep. Steve-O's Troll Bloods list that he sent in. What's the caster for that troll list out here?
It's Epic Grim, Mike.
It's Epic Grim.
He playtested me with Epic Borka earlier today. So I think Epic Borka is a really interesting enigma for trolls. Like, like as far as what you would actually include with him.
I think Epic Borka's a troll.
I think he's a troll, too.
Well.
So.
He obviously is. So. Folks, we got that coming up, and then on the first edition of...
I meant that as an insult.
Yes. And on our first edition of our Rage Quit, whatever in the world we call our Things to Know podcast, help us out with that. Give us some ideas. That is where we will start the Things to Know About Circle.
If it goes too long without people sending me a list, I'm going to start making my own list. But hey, guys, what do you think of this list? We should make it. Why is every fucking list convergence now? I don't know.
It's so weird.
Because Rich plays Kador. And only Kador.
Look, man. We all know I'm a faction whore. I'm always going to be a faction whore.
He plays Kador.
I'm always going to. I may play Kador.
Okay. I don't know why these got handed to me, but okay.
I can't get to Mike.
Oh, okay. So Brian apparently wants me to read the finale of our Mangled Metal turn that we've been talking
about. We have it. Might as well.
So, so let's see here.
Oh, we're done?
And,
we're going to be announcing my horribleness on the internet.
In sixth place, it was a little six-player tournament this evening. In sixth place, we have Kyle playing Signar, or as this reads, Sicknar?
I came in today just looking to talk to people, and then I ended up in a tournament.
And now you're talking on the interwebs, Kyle.
So I've done it before.
And then we have...
You're talking to fake people.
In fifth place, also playing, Signar, we have Justin Crispy Rudler.
So the moral of the story is stop playing Signar in Mangled Metal.
Hush. Then, let's see. In fourth place, going 2-1, we have Chris Grope.
Grop.
It says, it kind of looks like Grope on here, but Chris Grop, Legion. And then in third place... Playing Kador, I mean Convergence, we have Rich Morrow.
Listen, I'm
bring
a Kador,
this cock.
I'm a Kador player, but I will always open my legs for cock.
Wait, what?
It's almost not worth giving the last two names now. Yeah. Second place.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Second place, Circle, Nathan Starwalt, and first place, playing Scorn, is the Coop. Yeah. Who apparently is terribly confused at how this could happen. Just so we're clear.
Did Nathan lose from playing down?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they yes. Both of them went 2-1. This was a 3-round tournament. They both went 2-1, and Coop won on the first tiebreak with 5 control points versus Nate's 2. So, there we go.
I also went 2-1 and also had 5 control points.
But did you lose the head-to-heads?
If you lost to him head-to-head, then that might have... been what threw it in his
strength
schedule's
lower. Oh, strength of schedule's lower. Strength of schedule's first time.
Who won the tournament?
I don't know. Ask the
points.
Ask the TO.
I got 5 points.
You got strength schedule's 4.
So, anywho,
strength of schedule doesn't make any sense.
You play Kyle?
Yeah, I play Kyle. That's
what happened.
Kyle dragged you down.
No, I dragged Kyle down.
If I can make someone's day visibly worse, I have already won.
Until next time, I'm Mike.
I'm Rich.
Nathan.
And somewhere around here are Chris.
I'm Brian.
Crispy.
And we will see...
And the other Chris.
And while we're at it, and Coop, and Kyle, and Richie Loftus, although you didn't hear him on the show. He's been here the whole time.
And since the Penguin's here...
I already mentioned Chris.
We're mentioning him.
No.
So, where is...
That other Chris, and then...
Yeah, I did mention the other Chris. Anywho, folks, there's a whole lot of people here. We'll see you next time on Rage Quit Radio. You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQRpodcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic, ragequitradio.podomatic.com, or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.